This is Passport to Texas. The first time most of us heard of Lake Tawakoni State Park was because of a massive spider web found at the site. But there's more to this 10-year-old park than arachnids. Our state park guide, Brian Fraser, explains.
It really endeared itself to people nationwide because of that spectacular spider web that was one in a million. And so it put it on the map in some respect. But it's a great place, too. And it's just east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you're not familiar with that, near Wills Point, Texas. If you're familiar with Dallas and the suburb of Mesquite, it's just east of there. So a lot of people can find it that way. It's got access to a big lake that's good fishing. There's 78 campsites. They've got 16 of them that are full hookups with water, electric, and sewer connections for RVs. And for their 10-year anniversary, which is going to be on February 18th, and it'll be from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. There'll be activities, everything from a kid's bouncy house to geocaching to Dutch oven cooking to fishing and toys and games and all different activities. So check it out on our website, and that's texasstateparks.org, and that's Lake Tawakoni's 10-year anniversary.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.